finally, Naira Sherif, as you see these two hearings this week, what are you going back to? What are you demanding now?
Well, Flint needs a full-on humanitarian effort, because Snyder has said that all levels of government have failed Flint. Really, there was only one level, and that was because of the emergency manager law. We did not have access to local democracy. We did not have agency. And we really need—this is a public health disaster. We at the state sites, we could only get one case of water per day, and that is not enough to meet the needs of the community.
Right now is your most important demand.
We need a public health disasters declaration by President Obama.
We're going to leave it there. We're going to continue the conversation and post online at democracynow.org. Naira Sherif, coordinator with Flint Democracy Defense League, and Melissa Mays, activist and founder of What Are You Fighting For? This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for Positively Revolting right after this.
What happens when Oz and Wonderland collide in a twisted brain of a mad composer? A freaking musical, of course. KBOO is proud to present Nick T. Devlin's new musical, Alice Trippin' Sixes. It's a strange and unusual music odyssey. Flying monkeys, scarecrows, jokers, and even midday tokers. Oh, this ain't your normal musical, man. It's a far-out psychedelic trip into the mind of the mad. This is going to be one wild and crazy musical event. Alice Trippin' Sixes, Thursday, March 31st at 10 p.m. on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Extreme Amateur Games Scooter Competition Qualifier, Sunday, March 27th at D Block Indoor Skate Park in Clackamas. There are three levels: beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Competition signups are available online at extremeamaturegames.com or on the day of the event at the park. Again, that's Extreme Amateur Games Scooter Competition Qualifier, Sunday, March 27th at D Block Indoor Skate Park, 8921 Southeast Jansen Road in Clackamas. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
We want to remind you that through Powell's partner program, you can contribute to KBOO while shopping for the books you hear about over the air. We earn 7.5% on every dollar you spend at Powell's online. The same goes for books that you sell to Powell's, which you can also do on their website. To use KBOO's partner program, go to kboo.fm/Powell's to look for books today.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
There comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world you cast your vote.
We'll be right back.
good morning. It is something like 4 minutes after eight. We'll call it that. And this is Positively Revolting on your very own community radio station.
It's the spring allergy special. That we're, you know, here. Yeah. Here
the moment I wanted to cough was the moment the wonderful and inimical engineering pixie said, "Your mics are on." And I thought, not here now.
For those of you who don't, who follow us from other parts of the country or the world for that matter, in Portland, we have a really big spring. I never had spring allergies when I lived in Chicago because spring is about 2 seconds there. It's like, oh, it's spring. No, wait, it's summer. We have a long spring. Things bloom. There's the first the tree for a very long period of time. And this is a great place for spring allergies, which we are celebrating this morning in certain ways.
Yeah. Whether we want to or not. Like yesterday, the blizzard of little pretty snow blossoms.
Yeah.
Okay, they weren't
really snowing?
Snowing.
No, it's cherry blossoms coming off the trees.
And guess what my biggest spring allergy is? Oh, yeah. Okay. That all said, I will breathe through this show and more. Good morning. You are, in fact, listening to your very own community radio station, KBOO Portland. And I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And we are, in fact, celebrating the spring, for really it is a time to celebrate. It is, besides the snorkely allergy issues,
there are other things.
And besides the beautiful flowers that are, in fact, popping up all over the place, the equinox is traditionally throughout many, many, many cultures a time to observe balance. It is, you know, we have two of them every year. And the spring and the fall equinoxes are the day that, in fact, we have equal day and night.
When the sun goes through the Tropic of Capricorn or Cancer, whichever one.
Depending which side of it you're on.
And, well, not actually through them, but trance, you know.
It doesn't.
That
just
would be
sail
fatal.
Straight
that
through.
Would be terrible.
I want to see that. No, I don't. Anyways, that is the time of balance. And so, Lynn and I thought, speaking of balance, there has been this sort of, well, you know, full tilt boogie on the heavy political side of things.
Cray cray.
It's everything is just amped up to max. And we thought we would, in fact, try to bring about a little balance by taking a deep breath, by acknowledging that we are here, the dawn of spring, or for those of us following a more paganly calendar, the midst of spring. Right. And we would take that moment out of time and we would say, good morning, folks. We are more than happy to celebrate the spring by doing our many fun-sized, bite-sized Astro Tarot readings for you, dear listeners, this morning. So you can chime on in and call 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. If you have called in for a reading over the last, say, oh, I don't know, year, we ask that maybe you hold back and let other people have a chance. Yeah, that's what we would ask. That said, feel free to call on in. 503-231-8187 for those that have not had a fun-sized reading before. So in that paganly inclined calendar, in the neo-Celtic, in the goddess-inspired calendar, in the you know, spiral path kind of way, we see the year as a wheel. And you can, there's a great little storyline.
It
does, like wheels tend to. There's a great storyline if you want to sort of personify the seasons, and why not? Starting with the birth of the year at solstice, when the sun is born anew, continuing on through the toddler and infancy of Imbolc, as things burst forth, we mark that as the beginning of spring.
February 2nd-ish.
Yes. The balance that is brought around by the equinox as the god grows stronger until around, Beltane, the next turn of the year. May Day, otherwise known as May Day, the holiday of workers, the holiday of pagans, the holiday of fertility in the fields, and things I'm probably not supposed to say on the air. you know, the god comes of age, and at that point, the goddess takes him as a consort. We move forward in the year and find at summer solstice the god at his height, at his height of power. Summer solstice being around June 20th, 21st every year. And then into the fall, into Mabon or Lammas. That would be the sacrifice. The first sacrifice of the now waning god into Samhain. I'm sorry, into fall equinox as the god withdraws and is sacrificed. Then we have Samhain, the dead of the year, the beginning of winter, the time when the veil is thinnest and the seen and the unseen worlds come close together. And the time that the goddess's power is strongest, the nighttime intuitive, deep sensing, psychic sort of portents of the year. So that's sort of, again, the year laid out in its cycles, in its wheel. And there we go. That is the pagan calendar that I follow. It is similar to many traditions that follow maybe not the right word, but that really acknowledge the seasonal changes and how different times of the year support different types of energy.
Right.
And that's really what it comes down to. It's learning how to work with that energy so you're not necessarily pushing against the stream, because that's kind of a drag. Don't need to do that in all aspects of our life.
Well, and I'm really glad we're doing this today, because there is so much running. Everyone's hair is on fire these days, and it's time to just, you know, sit down, remember that this is the earth. And where we're living in, take a little stock of what's going on.
Take a moment to ground and center?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have some asparagus soup, just nice things like that. It's a spring soup.
I see. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and talk to you, our dear listeners. Again, 503-231-8187. And let's start off with Johnny. Good morning, Johnny. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ani.
Good morning, Johnny. And so here you are. I'm assuming you want a reading.
Yes, please. And I also just love to hear your warm and comforting voice. It's such a pleasure to have your show in the morning.
How nice of you to say. I don't feel like my voice is particularly comforting this morning. I feel like I have, been sneezing all night, which I have been. So that said, give Lynn your birthday.
3/24/1971.
Okay. And what time was this glorious event?
At 6:21 a.m.
Okay. And where was this glorious event?
It was in Southern Oregon.
Do you know the town?
Yeah, Klamath Falls.
Okay.
All righty, and happy birthday next week.
Thank you.
That's
perfect, right?
Yeah, right? A little birthday reading, a little equinox reading. It is here for you, Johnny. Let's go ahead and see what the cards say, shall we?
Brilliant.
The cards say this is a time for you to actually sort of surrender. It's an interesting pool of energy. It's a very high energy time for you, but it's a time that surrender is probably the best course of action. Seeing that there is currents, again, one could choose to fight against them, or one could say, what happens when I allow them to take me someplace and my perspective changes?
Oh.
there's that, there's an interesting interplay between really celebrating with those of like minds, those of like hearts, your community, your family, your kith and kin, as it were, really, and celebrating in the fullness of the gifts that you share together. And of course, one of those gifts that everyone shares is the bounty of the earth, and exploring your own strength alone. So there's this interesting push and pull, juxtaposition, celebration with community, and knowing that really this is a good time. It may be part of that surrender to new perspectives, to spend some solitude, spend some time coming into your power, doing that inner work, I guess, and not, you know, and again, finding that balance, because of course it's the equinox, it's all about the balance between the celebration with kith and kin and the inner work needed to really come into your own strength at this time.
Cool. Right on. I've been feeling that in my heart and in my mind also, so that seems to parallel what I have just been kind of naturally feeling.
Super
very
cool.
Nice. Okay, right on.
So Lynn is pushing numbers around on her astrological thing.
App. It's an app. There's an app for everything, as you know. So let me... Give me a couple more. Just give me a minute.
So I'll just be pondering the universe now.
Well, did you have questions, Johnny? Did you have specific questions?
Oh,
Of what's going on for now with you? Any particular areas?
Wait, let me try this one.
Yeah. Try that one.
Other way. This is how the psychics stall for time on radio. I'm just going to put that out there because why not? I know, you know... Johnny, you're not a stranger to me. You're a wonderful KBOO volunteer, yeah. and we love you for that. And I'm just wondering, do you got any plans to actually note the springtime, the change of the seasons, the fact that your birthday is just right there on the other side? Are you doing anything special?
Yeah, actually, I won tickets from KBOO to the Buddy Something Jazz.
Super sweet
jazz show at the Goodfoot Tavern.
And, super sweet.
Yeah, so that was an amazing event too. Because the person on the radio advertised a different show was supposed to be on my birthday, and then he recalled that and said, "Oh, that was the wrong show for that date." We have and I tried to call in and win those tickets, and I missed it. And then he said, "Oh wait, that's not actually the show that's supposed to be on the 24th. The 24th, there's a show playing at the Goodfoot. So I'm going to give those tickets away next." And then at the third caller, which is a really good number for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't call right away. I waited a couple of seconds, and then I called him and I got the tickets. I was the third caller. And so,
you never know when that magic will happen.
I love when things work out like that. And you know, people really do win on on community radio.
So Johnny, I always like to see where Pluto, which is, even though it has been demoted in the astronomy sense, is still pretty powerful in astrology, and it has to do a lot with transformation. And I see it in your second house, which is... has to do with, it's ruled by Venus, but it's kind of the house of, some people say, money and your desire nature. And it's completely conjunct Vesta, which is an asteroid that has to do with hearth and home. So are things changing in that way for you or not? I mean, are there some transformations going on? It seems like...
Oh, you are so right. You are so right. I am contemplating a geographical move right now, and I'm trying to make availability for my 16-year-old son to be living with me, and also trying to communicate my desire with my ex-wife that this is very strong in his strong time in his life where he is in need of my accompaniment. And
yeah, teenagers need their dads big time.
And I can feel that. And so it's been some number of years that I have been trying to work with her, and I have been giving in or letting go of my ego and trying.
It's good for Aries to do.
Yeah. And so
right.
So I just asked him yesterday if he lives on the coast, and there isn't very much work over there. It's a very small town. And so I said, you know, that doesn't matter. You know, I will try to make it. I've always scraped by. I've always been able to do it. And so I asked him if he would like me to move over there. And he was super excited. Well, then I brought it to her attention that that was my plan. And she informed me that they are going to move again. And so that's what it has looked like for the past several years. Every time I move to where they're at, she picks up and moves again. And so I find myself kind of wandering around Oregon, trying to place myself closer to my son. Right. And every time I do, my ex-wife moves again. And so I'm just distraught with this thing, and I am letting go of negativity revolving around that aspect.
And nothing's harder than getting people to do what you want them to.
Right, yeah.
So it is. Also, right now, it seems like, are you involved in some unusual creative sort of things that might also have to do with healing?
Oh, yes. I've been studying metaphysical healing for some time now, and I have been given information that it's not going to be a quick transformation several years ago, that I have to just keep chipping away at this, and I've been trying to incorporate my studies into a practice, and I cannot facet this practice into one setting. Internally, it's such...
Well, right now, especially because all those, like Chiron, who is the kind of that Chiron rules alternative healing, and you've got it very close to your son, and I don't mean your son's sign, not your biological son, and that's something, yes, absolutely, that's totally appealing to you, but right now Uranus is in Aries transiting all that stuff, so you're going to have some brilliant insights. But it's going to be it's not necessarily going to be a really stable time in that. But do record your insights and keep track of them. Just don't worry about them being rock solid, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's part of that surrendering thing.
Oh, I see. Very nice.
Anyway, so I hope that helps you.
Yeah, that is a very... fortunate to have woken up just in time to catch this show and catch this reading. This is exactly what I needed this morning.
Well, good.
I love it when the universe works. Okay, thank you so much, Johnny. You take good care, dear.
Okay, I will. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye. And with that, 503-231-8187, the number to call. And let's go ahead and talk to Christine, shall we?
Sure.
Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you all?
I'm doing
just fine.
We're
waking up. We're getting there. We're trying to wake up. We can do it.
I'm on my first cup of coffee, so.
I'm fully awake. I'm just really sneezy and a little itchy. A little cherry blossom filled. That's me. they're so
Christine.
Pretty and
they
yet
are.
Evil.
I know.
Christine, what's your birth date?
October 12th, 1952, and I was born on a Sunday at 2:55 a.m.
And where did that happen?
Do you need the exact city? Or
well, it helps.
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. The mistake by the lake.
Hey.
Listen, I lived, when I was very young, I lived in Pontiac.
Oh, yeah.
Which, yeah. Another lovely place.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I know. Bless their little pea-picking hearts. Hey, anyway.
I love Michigan. Anyways, yes. Thank you very much for calling in this morning, Christine. And this is where we start doing all of our calculating and shuffling. Actually, Mary. Oh, I love that. We've been.
Thank you, Kristen.
We've been thinking that perhaps it would be great to have some interlude music, and we thank our engineer for providing that at this time. Okay, I'm there. I'm ready for you. Wow. Okay, so I have to say this is statistically so improbable. I just got to put it out there. For those that know Tarot, there are major arcana and minor arcana. And for those that are only somewhat familiar with Tarot, minor arcana are the cards that look a lot like a deck of cards. They go from aces through, depending on the deck, queens, kings, crones, that sort of thing. And there are far more of the minor arcana than the major. Both Johnny and you have drawn all major arcana, which is rare once, and to get it twice in a row, I'm just like, whoa, today is really high energy. So for you, and again, high energy time in your life is usually what that denotes when you have a preponderance of the cards that are more rare. And those are I don't want to say more powerful, because that's not true. But they are, in fact, they tend to speak of more overarching issues in one's life, as opposed to the daily, which I see the minor arcana as more paired up with our daily experience. And wow, what three cards they are. We have the Moon card. This is a card of deep intuition. You've been perhaps fighting with messages that you've been getting in that intuitive way. Maybe they're not exactly what you've been wanting to hear, but they're there. And you are a very intuitive person. And it's super important to pay attention to those messages and those like dream images and the deep subconscious, right? Sometimes we fear that a little bit because we think it's going to sort of carry us away down a pretty nonlinear path. That's probably not for you to fear right now. The next card you have is absolute transformation. It's the Phoenix. It's the rising from one's own dissolution. Mm-hmm. And traveling on towards the Star card. The Star card is, again, all about psychic connection, all about being in the right place at the right time for exactly the right thing. Gifts from the universe, news from nowhere. It is a card that is jam-packed with being in touch with the cosmos and all of the blessings that that can bring into one's life. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how that hits for you, but that's what I'm seeing in front of me. And really pay attention to dream images. Pay attention to that inner voice in your gut right now. It's really telling you important stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I just recently retired, so my life has changed, and I love it, and it's just still pretty early, and I'm thinking about what am I going to do with the rest of my life, you mm-hmm. know, and I have options, fortunately, relocating or doing something totally different than what I had been doing in my professional life, so lots of things to contemplate, and nothing is really pulling me strongly in any direction, and I think partly because it's so early in my exploration of those.
And because you have like a buttload of Pisces in your 10th house, which has to do with career. So it's probably seeming, it's a great time to just think about it. Okay. Don't worry about right now about, and also, are you within first year of retirement?
Yeah, just the first few months.
Yeah. The most of the thing, don't freak out. If you don't want to leave the house all day, it's okay that day. You just retired. It's okay. And this is a great time to think about those things and do some things that are just pleasurable. You just have an amazingly creative chart. I hope that you take advantage. Do you write?
You know, I've gotten so away from my creative side. I'm a musician, and I don't even do any of that anymore. And I think it's because my working life sucked a lot of my energy.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and all I could do was go home and barely make dinner and just, you know, not do anything. So I'm hoping to move back in to more balance with that creative side of my life.
Yeah, well,
but writing isn't something that I've done a lot of, but I've thought about at least journaling. I haven't done that for a long time.
Well, and don't worry about what you have to do at this point. What you have to do is heal yourself a little bit. Massages are a really something to just make you feel better at this time and sort of come down. If you were that wiped out from your work, then you can heal a little bit from that, and then you can it'll come to you what you want. But right now is truly a sort of a dream time. Dream journal. Your subconscious is going to be telling you things, and you have to be still to be able to listen to those.
Okay.
Hiking in the woods.
I miss my wilderness treks. I haven't done much of that. Yeah.
Well, the world is your oyster.
It is.
If you like oysters.
It's exciting. Yeah. And I just got my first pension check, so, you know, there's
good
money
for
in the
you.
Bank now.
Right. And there is, I mean, that is really one of the brightest aspects of the Phoenix. You know, you have been in a place through out of capitalistic necessity. You know, you have suppressed yourself. You have not had access to your energy. You've had to just sort of get along, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're freed from that, think about that burst that is available to you. It can be a little subtle at first, but again, as you allow yourself to open to creative expression that has been suppressed, that's the renewal of the Phoenix.
Oh boy, I'll work on that.
Yeah, and just don't worry about.
I was going to say, I wouldn't work on it so much as allowing yourself to be open and let it come.
That's your work right now, not working.
Yes.
Oh well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Christine.
So helpful.
Well,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And enjoy.
Happy retirement.
Yeah. You have like Chiron is the wounded healer, is transiting Pallas Athene, which is the asteroid about kind of female intellectual activity. Just and that's all in Pisces. So let it be dreamy and healing for you right now. That's just that's my final word.
Okay. I'll do that.
Thanks, Christine.
Have a lovely day, you too.
Yeah, it was
Thank
fun
you
reading
your
chart.
And
wonderful
you.
To see that. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's true. Some readings are more fun
it's
than
like,
others.
Oh, she's got some fun stuff happening.
Sometimes
here.
You feel the energy just sort of, bouncing off.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Ray. You are on the air.
Hey, Ray. What's your stats?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning,
nice folks.
Good morning.
My first time calling in.
Excellent.
Other than donating, done that before.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Well,
thank
good.
You for that as well.
So what is your birthday, Ray?
May 2nd. 1962 at 4:05 p.m. in Stockton, California.
Thank you. In Stockton.
Sure. Wonderful place to be from.
Oh, you said it, not me. I've spent a couple evenings there. Driving through quickly. Wonderful. Thank you very much for calling in this morning. And again, this is where we calculate and shuffle. And
Kristen, where's that music?
Oh wait, we don't need the music. We are so ready. And yay, Kristen. Oh wonderful. So what we have here is you're sort of sorting out some balancing acts. Generally looking at the material. This is knowing that the more you are bringing your life into balance, the bigger risks, the more fun, the more action you can invite into your life and have it be all good. You're coming from a place of being very grounded and being very open, knowing that you've dealt with a lot of masculinity issues, I think is what I'm trying to say here.
Oh, sure.
And that you have been able to make yourself vulnerable. You are in touch with your inner sense, your emotional self. And again, in a very grounded way.
Wonderful.
And ultimately, your success is part and parcel with the success of those immediately around you. You have gotten past the false notion of competition as the way to be. And right now, maybe as part of the key to really putting the pieces together to find that balance, to sort of unlock that puzzle, you are being much more collaborative, and that is inviting more success. So that's what I'm seeing for you.
That's a wonderful reading. That's exactly pretty much what's going on. I quit a job. I quit a working for the man a couple of years ago, uh-huh. and kind of launched my own. You know, I fix up homes, uh-huh. and then I sell those, and I have to work with the community. Really, you know, a bunch of other people in the community that other trades, and how they're doing as well.
Right.
So that's wonderful. And I've been really concerned about how I'm affecting the world outside of me. Like, am I doing the right thing? And that kind of, asking those types of questions and stuff. And it seems to be working wonderfully.
Those are good questions to ask. I mean, always good questions to ask. And being aware of how one lives their life has impact on the whole. But again, collaboration is key for you. And balance. Wow. Make sure that you're, especially at this equinox time of year, this is the time that we can meditate and access that balance and figure out what those things are that will help us achieve that.
And
great. Can I ask one question?
Yeah, of course.
So you mentioned dream a minute ago, and last night, just this morning when I was waking up, I had like one of the weirdest dreams I've ever had is that whoever we are, the world, I think, was in the middle of the ocean. And we were being invaded by parachute people. And then we were all trying to get away, and some people were picked up in boats. And then I remembered how to float, so I just started floating on my back. And it was this weird, really scared but very peaceful dream. Uh-huh. I've never had a dream like that in my life. And like,
wow.
What is that? I don't know how to interpret that one.
Okay. Well, here's what I can say to you. I've actually spent years studying dreams. I used to be in a dream study work group. Actually, it was my high school. I went to a hippy-dippy alternative high school. That was my psychology credit, okay? And to actually go into that dream with you would take an hour or so, and we don't have that time right now, and probably you don't want to expose yourself that much on the air. But what I can tell you is there is a wonderful, wonderful workbook out there. And I know Powell's usually carries it. Oh, and I know we're in a partnership with Powell's. I heard that message right before we went on the air. But I know it's called the Jungian Senoi Dreamwork Manual.
Okay.
And the author, I believe, is Strephon Kaplan Williams, if I'm remembering that correctly. I will make sure that I, let's see. He worked with the DreamWork Institute out of California. Strephon Kaplan Williams, I remembered from my high school days.
Awesome, okay. I'm writing it down, it's good.
Yeah, it's the Jungian Senoi DreamWork Manual, and it really is the most thorough, most holistic work I've ever come across. To help you unlock your own dream language.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you very much for this.
Absolutely. And Lynn has some astro.
Yeah. So Mr. Chiron, the wounded healer, who, that's a little planetoid that since the 70s has been, that's kind of when people started incorporating it in astrology charts. I find it very helpful. And you have it in Pisces, which is pretty dreamy, and you're having your Chiron return. The Chiron return is something that is a time when you are, as you said, very rightfully trying to decide if what you're doing is worthwhile. If who you are is, you know, who you are subconsciously is what, this is a time of reflection. A lot of people go to therapy at that time. It's a good thing to be thinking about those things. It's absolutely appropriate. And it's a time when you're going to get answers.
Great.
You won't just be flailing about, as they say.
Good.
And this could be, so is stuff interesting as far as money goes right now?
Pretty much. I don't know how much money I'm going to make. That's the interesting part. So I'm just kind of trusting that what I'm doing is.
Yeah. You have Pluto going through the second house, so it's like it's very transformative, as they say, which can be oh so many things.
Right. Okay.
And you also have Pluto right on your midheaven too, which is your work, it's important to have those houses mean something to people that get them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful. That's part of the, yes, that's absolutely part of it.
Yeah. And that's, you will not be going floating upstream. You will not be swimming against the current if you do that.
Wonderful. Good. Yeah.
All good. Right.
Yeah, because we're trying to get the houses that would otherwise be torn down, really bad disrepair, and return them back to mostly first-time home buyers. So,
thank you.
Seems to be
thank you
right.
Very much.
Sure.
That's really good work, yeah. And thank you, Ray.
Yes,
it's so nice to hear.
Portland.
It's so nice to hear that, in the midst of all the other, when you said you buy houses, and I'm like, oh, but thank you. I was going to ask you that.
Thank
question.
You for doing it right.
Thank you for doing it right, and that is, you know, I don't want to say your fate, but your what is
well,
Michael?
Is your destiny, Luke.
Well, yeah. fate is, so it would be more your destiny than your fate. What is Michael Mead describes fate as like, he wanted to change his fate, which is that he was short. You know, he's short. That's his fate. But your destiny is a whole different thing. And congratulations.
And with that, we move on. And, yes, we have Union Jack. Good morning, Union Jack.
Good morning. Sister Ronnie.
Oh, how you doing?
Really good. Long time.
Long time. How's it going for you this morning? Happy equinox to you, my dear.
Well, happy equinox to you, too. I just got my windows open, doing a little cleaning, and thought I'd try this out.
Excellent. A little spring cleaning goes in all directions.
You know that.
I want to remind dear listeners that you are welcome to follow along at home. You can, throughout the entire week, like our fan page on Facebook. You can find us there, Positively Revolting. And you can also find us in the Twitterverse, at Positive Revolt. And you can also email us, positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. And I hear that we have a new email address. You can also, if it's easier for you to remember, positivelyrevolting@kabu.org. So with that in mind.
So Union Jack, what are your what's your date of birth and time and place?
Okay, it's October 6th, 1963 at 5:43 a.m. right at Emmanuel Hospital in Portland, Oregon.
All right, thank you.
See, I was good Sam myself. Across the river.
I worked there for 10 years.
Awesome. So now we throw down cards. And yes, indeedly. What I have is, it is an important, so you are actually coming into sort of a new sense of power. And one of the things that has potentially held you back and might still be affecting you is a sense of regret, a sense of not enoughness over things that cannot be changed. You cannot change the past. We can only change our perspective. Mm-hmm. And as you realize, or as you feel something has slipped away, something has been lost, realize a perspective shift will show you the new things that have been brought into your life, the new things that are still there. And so, or not even still there, but the new things that have sprouted there. And that will help you be more in touch with that burst of energy, that burst of power that is right there at your fingertips. But there's an inner conflict that you need to settle out first. It's this, it's going to be cool. You just need to sort of come to terms with a fresh perspective.
That is so true. I'm getting ready to go back to work here. I've been off for a year. And I plan on just, you know, making the scene like I usually did.
Right?
You know me.
Right? And I do. Awesome. Yeah, that I just I want to emphasize again the card Caliphia, the central point around which the other themes are revolving is this. It's power, but with a fresh perspective. It's powerful. You have been powerful. You are powerful. And yet there is a new way of incorporating that into your life, of being empowered with, again, a perspective change, a shift. And it's an internal shift that you are settling out.
Would that have something to do with being more in touch with my feminine side?
Yeah, it could have a lot to do with that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. All right. And what do we... Excellent. And what do we have from you, Lynn?
Well, you are a social being, aren't you?
Totally.
Fair enough.
Whoa. I'm just, there's charts go in, there's quadrants, like three or four, and you've got the other people thing just chock full of all kinds of Libra and Scorpio. So that's very easy. But, you know, also right now, but, you know, at the top of it all, or close to the top of it all, in the 10th house is Chiron in Pisces. So healing, folks, is another really important thing for you to do. And right now, you kind of were just through the Chiron return also. It's interesting how people, when they call us, we tend to get groups that call at the same
true.
Time, which is a time of reflection and, healing from things can happen, but if you've been thinking a lot for the last year, like you haven't been working, so I don't know if that was from injury or choice or whatever, it's been a time of reflection. And because sometimes for you Soshi folks, there it's always important to remember that stillness is one of the movements of life, and sometimes you have to be still.
That is true.
To learn.
I've been taking Bikram yoga for the last 6-8 months, and that's really made me still. You know what I mean? How physical and mental sense.
Yeah. But, yes.
Well, you sisters are truly blessed. You know what?
Well, thank you.
Did you have any other questions exactly about with your chart or anything?
I'm just wondering if there's going to be love in my life.
Oh, as soon as
everybody,
you let it in.
Everybody wants to know this.
Everybody wants to know that question.
I know.
And the answer is almost always, soon as you want it to be, but want it in the most high sense, as soon as you allow it.
Okay. I got a little growing to do, I think, first.
Uh-huh. And
there's always love, but
right.
You want a relationship, as you're saying.
It's that romance Absolutely. Thing.
You want some romance. And you're a Libra, and you guys always couple up eventually.
All right. With another Libra, I hope.
That would be interesting.
But just, it depends on what you're... You know, it can be coupling up with all kinds of... It doesn't have to even be a person. It can be different. Oh, my goodness. Somebody's calling me.
Look at that.
It took away... I have an app for my the chart thing. I have to... decline this. Okay. So there we go. Sorry. Technology is interfering there, Union Jack. But you just have to kind of be open for what's going to happen and also just observant about when you're it's going to, but usually it's like if sometimes if you're wanting it from need things don't really... Ani's doing it, throwing another card there. What do you see? Well, also, I just was looking up astrologically. Right now is not a... Right, the next few weeks, anyway, really not a good time to start something like that.
No, I would say okay. not.
Yeah.
I would say emphatically not.
so hold your horses there a little bit.
This is, okay. This is the time to really experience... You're growing into your power. And it's a more centered power. It's a newness that you've been powerful. Like I said, power is not strange to you, right? It's mm-hmm. not it's not unfamiliar. And yet, this is more of a power with than a power over. It's a driving force, but not a dominating force, right?
Gotcha.
And so it's you're needing to embody this. And looking at... really drawing together close ones, loved ones, those of kith and kin again, and sharing what everyone has come to at this point in their lives. Okay. It's a skill share. It's a knowledge share. It's a heart share. But not a time for romance. Not a time for romance. Not at this moment. Come into that power first.
That makes absolute sense. I know exactly where that's going.
Okay, cool
well,
enough.
Good.
All right.
Thanks
you take
a lot.
Care, my dear.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I'll just take a minute to let you know what's coming up this morning on KBOO. At 9, it's Veterans Voice with Northwest Vets for Peace, Marvin and Angie. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, more on the assassinations of human rights activists in Honduras and the testimony of Governor of Michigan on Capitol Hill. Also, an update on the health of Mumia Abu-Jamal. At 11, remembering Art Focus host Julie Bernard, a Pisces sister, and we'll hear... You got to tune in for that. We'll hear excerpts from Julie's shows and remembrances from those close to her. That'll be fun. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Tonight Today. Easy peasy.
Donate tonight.
Or tonight, if you feel like it.
Oh, Auntie Julie.
I know.
It was one of my greatest joys, really, when she told me to call her Auntie Julie once. And I did. All right. We have one person left and about that much time. Good morning, Mona. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, awesome. My first time getting through.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. What's your birthday?
8/21/70.
And
what time was that?
8:17 a.m. in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Thank you. I hope I spell... How do you spell Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, it's a P-O-U-G-H-K-E-E-P-S-I-E.
P-O-U-G-H?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Let's do it again.
K-E-E-P-S-I-E.
E-E-T-S-I-E. Boy, I'm glad I...
Poughkeepsie.
All right, sorry. Don't ask a dyslexic to spell that one. Baby.
Here, I'm spelling it for her while I'm shuffling. It's okay. Although I've never known how to pronounce it, I've always known how it was spelled, strangely enough.
That means you're a reader. What?
It does
somebody
mean I'm
said,
a reader.
Don't criticize people for mispronouncing a word. It means they read it.
It's true. All right. Let's see here what we have for you, Mona. Anything on your mind this morning before we actually start, or shall I just do what I've been doing?
I guess my most pressing, there's so much going on with me, but right now I would say where I'm going to be living when my lease is up in the end of June.
Oh.
Thinking about how to approach finding that place.
All right. You approach it with a deep sense of intuition. You have also got the moon card this morning. So the moon card represents our deepest self, our most intuitive, our psychic self. Also, very changeable, very mutable, very, you know, how do we say, goes through the cycles. So being in touch with what is coming to you from dream space, from your own gut intuition, what I'm seeing is that there's possibly something that's going to be intervening that is, in fact, part of more your journey, sort of overarching karmic journey, and that this could have a lot to do with elders in the family, maybe. It could have to do with your own sense of, gosh, of course, it's trite, and every psychic's fallback, right, is you have the answers within. And yet what I'm getting is the Moon card and the Crone of Cups. The Crone of Cups is, again, deep intuition, deep inner knowledge. They're both standing on their heads, the Moon and the Crone of Cups. And
do you
that
have
means
your
that,
radio on?
No.
Okay. I was sorry. I'm sorry.
That deep intuition that you've been kind of trying to shut out. Stop doing that. Because it's really, you know, that's going to help guide you and put you where you need to be for that karmic journey. It's a bigger, it's possibly a bigger move than you might be thinking. It's not necessarily like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like move to a different neighborhood. It's more about your life's journey and more about purpose. But you really have to let yourself get those messages to take the best advantage of that. Otherwise, it's more like going through the motions and doing something that's okay, but not profound. And this is a time that you actually need to access the profound. And Lynn, with 4 minutes left, what do you have?
You have Pluto go through the eighth house, which is sort of its natural place. So there are big, big changes in your life coming up. Doesn't have to be scary, but they will
be.
But they're big. And when Pluto happens, you can run, but you can't hide. Sometimes with this big Saturn transit, you can kind of put it off for 12 years. But and with Pluto stuff, you don't know how big it is till after it's over. So it's big. It's good, though. It's always good, one way or the other. And you too have a pretty Soshi chart, and I'm just that particular thing just popped out at me, and because we don't have too much time, but yeah, you have big changes. They're going to be okay, but they're going to be big, and this takes a little going with the flow, which is not Leo's particular forte always. I know you want to think it and control it and guide it yourself, but you're going to have to look to see what's going on, what else is happening.
And mostly what I'm seeing is you need to allow yourself to have access to your own inner messages. You need to get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm my biggest obstacle.
Yes. Nicely put. That is exactly what I'm seeing.
You can say that.
Okay. Look at me trying to be delicate and polite on the air. Yeah, just get out of your own way. Really, you know already what you need to do, but you're kind of afraid of it because it's bigger than you want it to be.
Yeah, and meditation, Tai Chi, something like that, just to learn a little stillness.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take good care, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And with that,
we really don't have time to do any more. I'm so sorry.
No, we don't actually hardly have time to say goodbye. We will see you again soon on the radio. again, you can follow along throughout the week on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, We Are Positively Revolting, like our fan page. And in the Twitterverse, you can follow along at Positive Revolt.
And have a lovely equinox, people.
Celebrate balance. Bring it in.
Bring it in and bring it on.
And let's move it on. Yes, exactly so.
There comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
All right, you are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 8:59. Coming up next is Veterans Voice. I would like to let you know that you can follow KBOO on Twitter and join in on conversations and up-to-the-minute updates on special programs. Just search for KBOO online on your favorite Twitter app to find us. Learn about station news, find out about recommended events, and see what we're talking about, whether it be news, interviews, or music. Stay tuned for Veterans Voice.